From Parashat Noachon,
40 days rain. The Mabul started, the Torah tells this Parashat. The Mabul started with 40 days rain without stopping. Until, even though Hashem promised no Mabul, it was raining 40 days. Floods all over, not like the big Mabul. Until Shlomo opened Beit HaMikdash, it stopped. Until he opened the Mikdash, Yerach Bul. What is this month of Bul? No, I don't know. 40 is Mem, and Bul is Mabul. It says, until Shlomo Beit HaMikdash every year. Rain. I said, told me tomorrow is supposed to be a big storm. Every Parashat Noach something happens. Very big storm, I said, tomorrow. Parashat Noach.
How would you record it?
Yeah. With your permission. Parashat Noach. The Torah tells us that Noach was locked in the Teva. And actually, the Torah says Hashem closed the door on him. Because the people of that generation told Noach, if it's going to be a Mabul, we're not going to let you go inside. Excuse me. I have jet lag. I just came from Israel today, so please forgive me. So, the Torah says, Vezgur Hashem Ba'adon. Actually, Noach says himself, but after he found out completely that everything is dry, he said, I'm not coming out. Hashem locked me in. Until he tells me to go out, I'm not going out. This was his final statement. Then Hashem told him, go out of the Teva. But the Gemara says, it's a respect also. Besides the comment from Hashem that Hashem told him, go inside. And Hashem locked the door. The people wanted to go inside and kill him. The Torah says, no. Noach says, I'm not coming out. Nevertheless, Torah tells us information that all of a sudden the Mabul stopped and the water started to go down. And then the Teva rested on a mountain. So Noah decided he wants to open the window of the Teva. I think it's called Curious George. And you're not going to come out. Why are you opening the window? He opened the window. He decided he's going to send the crow out. He decided to send the crow out. I said, what's the purpose of sending the crow out? The Torah doesn't say exactly, but the Torah tells us the crow did not want to go. So the Gemara says, why the crow did not want to go? The Gemara says, because the crow would have another mission. The Navi tells us, Eliyahu Navi ran away. And crows used to bring Eliyahu Navi meat from the kosher kitchen of Yehoshaphat, maybe the kosher kitchen of Haha. Says the Gemara, look, this crow that Noach wanted to go outside, we don't know yet why, but for a mission. The Gemara said, listen, he doesn't want to go. He's going to have another mission, another 1,000 years from now. Probably his great-great-grandson of this crow will bring to Eliyahu Navi meat from the kitchen. So the Gemara says, Navi says, the crows used to come diving into the kitchen of Yehoshaphat, grab meat, fly, and bring it to Eliyahu Navi's hiding place. Says the Gemara, that's where the crow doesn't want to go. Noach sent him outside. The Torah says, Noach opened the window. He sent the crow outside. The crow doesn't want to go. The Torah says, why doesn't want to go? The Torah says, well, he was designated for another mission to bring Eliyahu Navi meat. He says, what? I don't understand. Talking about 1,000 years now before. What do you mean designated for another mission? What does that mean exactly? Noach wants the crow to do something. He says, the crow doesn't want to go. He says, what do you mean? Why don't you want to go? because I have another mission. So when you have another mission? Now? No. In a thousand years from now, you have a mission? So you can't go now do what Noach wants? That's all. The story in the Torah, in the text. Then the Torah says that Noah decided to send a pigeon. Okay? So he opened up the Teva, he sent the pigeon. Torah tells a story that the pigeon couldn't find a place to rest its foot. The Gemara said, the Zohar said, Rashi said it was a male. But this doesn't make if it's a male or female. What's the difference in it? Rashi says, I think it was a male, but actually the Zohar, Rashi didn't see the Zohar. In the Zohar it says clearly, the pigeon was a male. Why is this to be a male? To be a lady. Rashi said, I think so. Rashi doesn't mean proof. But Rashi said, there's a little proof, but not something that can convince us 100%. So he's sending the male pigeon, and the male pigeon comes back because the Torah says he cannot find any place to rest its foot. But Noach waited 7 days, send him again. So after 7 days, he comes back and he brings a leaf from an olive tree. So the Gemara says, Machloket, where did he bring it from? Eretz Israel or from Gan Eden? So the Torah says he comes back again. And then Noach waits another 7 days, and then he sends him, and he never comes back. Story in the Torah. By the way, the Gemara says, what was that the thing that he brought Noach, a piece of leaf from Gan Eden or from Eretz Israel? He told Noach a message. I'd rather have leaf of an olive tree that is very bitter from Hashem. It means that's what the pigeon says. I'd rather eat this. And the Torah says that leaf was in the mouth of this pigeon. To tell Noach, I'd rather have this. I don't want to have any sweet thing from you. I'd rather have something so bitter from Hashem rather than having some sweet from you. He says, I don't understand you. You give Musa to Noach now. Why are you giving it? What are you telling to Noach? Who cares what you think? Why the Torah has to tell you this? And again, now Noach said to the pigeon. So Rashi says, what it means over here, send the pigeon, he didn't send the pigeon for a mission. But actually, the Torah says, Noach wants to know, the language of the Torah is, if the water are light. Akalu in kuf, light. What does it mean? He wants to see if the water are light. What does it mean? And what does it make to you, if it's the water are light or not? He can't come outside. Didn't you say you're not coming out? Okay, so why did you want to send the crow first? Okay, you want to go. Now he's sending the pigeon. It says, what is the message? Why are you sending the pigeon? What's that pigeon? So the pigeon says, well, come back. I said, excuse me, Mr. Noach, I want to ask you a question. I said, you have a permission to send one of the birds outside? And he says, based on the Gemara, of course, Noach did not send the pigeon to find out some information. He sent the pigeon, says, get out of the Teva. And the Torah says, finally it's going to happen like this. So Noach inside the Teva, and that pigeon has a mate, and that pigeon is flying away. It doesn't come back. In the meantime, Noach is still stuck in the Teva. He's not coming out yet. By the time he's going to come out, where is the pigeon? I said, who gave you permission to send the pigeon away? You open up the window of the Teva and you send the pigeon away? Hashem told you bring 7 male and 7 female. So you brought 7 male and 7 female. Now, one pair is missing. I mean, we have the female, we don't have the male. What did you send him away? Story in the Torah. What's the purpose of sending? Anyway, you're not going to come out. What do you want to know, Noach? So Chachamim tell us, it says it in the Torah, it says that Hashem told Noach, Hashem said, I'm going to bring it. Really, the word Ani, really, we say Ani, Ani Vaho Shiana. This is Ani, is one of the names of Hashem that resembled some kind of mercy. Because that's what we say in Hoshanot, Ani Vaho Shiana. It says Ani is the name of Hashem, one of the names of Hashem. Hashem said over here the opposite, he's going to bring the Mabul. Okay. Then the Torah that describes what happens is 40 days the Mabul came down. And then the Torah says the water was coming and going, and then the Torah comes with a statement. The Torah says in Hebrew, the Torah says Vayashoku Amayim. It means the water come down. Likewise, Rashi brings the percentage from Migdal Esther. V'chamat haMelech Shachacha. The anger of the king come down. This is when the hung Haman. When the hung Haman, the Megillah tells us, Hashverosh anger come down. That says, who cares? I mean, okay, you want to know a story from the Megillah? Rashi says, you know what? Over here is the same concept. This is the same root. You know what happened? And it says, the water, come down. They come down. So what do you mean? Likewise, the anger of Hashem. Likewise, the anger of the king. And the Zohar says every time it says in Megillat Esther, HaMelech means Hashem as well. Means Hashem was very upset that the Hang Haman, Hashem comes down. Comes Ari and says, I want to explain to you something. I said, we start, Ari made it up for us. And we start, Ari, Vu, Achim, Yechaper, Ami, Volo, Yashrit. And Baal Hashem, Yechaper, Yechaper, Hashem, Hashem, Yechaper, 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 Ari said, before Ari, they didn't say those sentences. So he says, what's the sentence? Read. It says, Vu Rachum, Hashem is mercy. Yechaper Avon. We'll forgive the sin. As Ari says, then you have to have in mind Angel Michael. Michael is the angel upstairs that calms Hashem's down. It says, if calms Hashem's down, if somebody did Avon, Yechaper Avon. It says, Michael done. Velo Yashchi. It means if Hashem wants to destroy something, so the one that's going to come Hashem down is Gabriel. Yebal Hashiva po. It says if Hashem's so-called nose, the anger comes from his nose. I say this is Uriel. Velo yeko chamato. The furious anger bizchut refaith. There's four angels that responsible for. Billions of angels. Those are the four major angels that we have. It's really, those are the four entities that we have on the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this Raphael, he resembled really the eagle on the chair of Hashem. So he is the one that comes down from what we call Chema. Chema is a bad entity that came from the world before. It's called the Mansapach. And Chema, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, when we did the golden calf, Ki Yagotim Pnei Av HaChema. So Moshe Rabbeinu told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, told us that I'm very scared of that entity that wanted to kill us after the golden calf. And Raphael came down on Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah says, look, I want to tell you what will happen. So Hashem brought the Mabul. Hashem brought the Mabul. The Gemara says you should know what Hashem did. He injected his anger in the water. But actually, the Gemara says that the water all the time they're angry. In the time of Enosh, Adam Rishon's grandson, the water was so angry. People started to do Avodah Zarah that they washed out one third of the world. This is why we have all those oceans and islands in the middle. It was never like this. As one piece of earth, Hashem never made continents. Why does he have to make continents? We should fly over to Israel. To fly to Australia. The Gemara says the whole dry land was on one side, and the rest of the world was water on the other side. And then, on the Enosh, generation of Enosh, the grandson of Adam HaRishon, the son of Shed, and over the ocean started to get very angry. It's part from Hashem, part from the big wave from Leviathan. And one third of the world is today underwater. And the Gemara says that actually the waves that you see in the ocean, you see the ocean is moving. Why the ocean is moving? Why? I says because the ocean is angry at the sins of the people. It means the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes inside. And the Gemara says the sand of the beach, Hashem made a special sand on the beach to stop the water should not destroy the world again. The Torah says, look, Vayashoku Amayim, the Torah says, listen, Noach wants to know something. You see, Hashem's anger, it's true, is down. But I want to know, even Hashem's anger is down, what's called Chema, it's via the angel of fire. But I want to know if Hashem is going to continue the world, or I'm going to stay in the Teva forever. Because Hashem never told Noach he's going to come out of the Teva. When Hashem told not go inside the Teva, Hashem didn't tell him any more information. Hashem locked him in. I says, what, he might have ended up over there? He's going to die in the Teva one day. He says, that depends if Hashem, so-called, changes his attitude to have more mercy on the world. So the mercy for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is nishtu. אז תביא גיפור. אוקיי.
כי זה לשיר.
זה נקראי. זה לרד מיידיש? אין אנגליש? So Noach wants to know if not only Hashem come down, that he's not angry anymore. He wants to know if Hashem has more mercy and kindness to the world. That's Rabbi Yonah says in Shalat Shuvah. The person does teshuva, and Hashem was very angry at the person. Sometimes Hashem would say, he says, Rabbi Yonah, okay, I forgive you. I don't want to hear from you anymore. I have no relationship with you. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the snake, I'm not to with you. So if you say, Tabarach Mecha Amim, Tach Potzbanu Vitirtzenu, you say in Tefillah, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we hope that you want us, and you really like us. That's called Yiratzon, you say Yiratzon, all the time Yiratzon. Yiratzon means the will of Hashem should state that he wants us the way he wanted us before. This will be the power of the teshuva. But the people of Mabul never did teshuva. So the Torah tells us, look, Hashem brought a Mabul, and this entity is called Chema is here, and he went inside the water. That's why the water washed the world. And that says, Vayashoku Amayim. And that says, what happened? He says, Chamat HaMela Shachacha. Now the water are not angry anymore. Okay, fine. So the water is not angry. So, we did the job. Now the question is Hashem is going to continue the world with the same love that he had when he created this world, or he gave up on the world? Here comes the Torah and says, this is Noach's job now. And Noach wants to know what's the situation in the world. So the Torah says he's going to open up the window. He opened up the window, he sent the crow out. So the Zohar says the crow is the Satan, is Esav, is a bad entity. Any black bird, the Zohar says, is a very bad entity, represent the negative forces. The Torah says that Noah sent away now the crow. The Torah says, the crow doesn't say why. But come the command says, the crow doesn't want to go. Says, why doesn't want to go? He says, he has another mission. And 1,000 years later, he is going to bring meet to Eliyahu HaNavi. He says, why cannot go now do something for Moshe? What his job is, Chachamim say, Rashid Bara Elohim et HaShamayim et HaAretz, Kodesh Baruch Hu created this, Ve'at Sadu Toru Bavu V'Chosh Chafet Tuam, it was disaster. Earth is nothing. It says, Ruach Elohim, the wind of Hashem, flies over the Gehenom. the home. So Rashi says, what is this? He says, this is the Chor of Hashem, Kisei HaKavod, flies over like a pigeon. Means even though Hashem created this world, without Adin, Rashid Barai Elohim, but Hashem still flies over the world like a pigeon with mercy. This is a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first description that we have in the Torah about Hashem. That he sits on a chair, and the chair flies over the world like a pigeon. I says, this pigeon is very good. It's a very good entity. The Gemara tells us that one of the Chachamim, his name was Rav Yossi, one time was in Yerushalayim, and he went to Chorma. This is like an abandoned house. And he went inside to pray, and he hears a voice of a pigeon. He hears the voice of a pigeon, the pigeon say, "Oili, shechavti et beti, I'm sorry, I suffer that I destroyed my house," it means Beit HaMikdash. "Oili banim," and the children suffer, they went to exile from the table of Hashem. It means a pigeon. I says, who is this? Hashem is talking. Because it's not Hashem. This is the angel, it's called one of the angels of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He talks like a pigeon. So the pigeon is a sign of mercy. Likewise, Hashem flies over the water with a chair like a pigeon. And the Gemara says, Hashem himself acts like a pigeon. Actually, the Gemara says also the eagle is the same thing in a way. So the Torah says, look, what Noach wants to know is what's the situation of the world now. So he's going to send the pigeon. He sent the crow first. I said, what do you want from the crow? What do you want? He says, I want to see, the Torah says, Akalu amayim al haaretz. Kalu, but the letter kuf means the water are very light now. It means the water completely calmed down. No anger whatsoever in the water. But it means Hashem is calmed down. Because the anger of Hashem, you see in the water. So he wants to know, maybe he has to pray more, or what's it going to be now in the Teva? What's going to be? I don't know if I have to come out. When am I going to come out? Am I ever going to come out? The Gemara says, well, you should know the crow, says the Zohar, represent the bedside of the angels, the Satan. The Gemara says, he's not going to come and do for you a mission that he wants to, that you want to know if the water are calmed down and if Hashem decided that he wants to come back to this world, he's going to have mercy on this world. For you, so called, maybe to pray or do something. Ma says, no, the crow is a negative thing. He doesn't do no favors to nobody. Ma says, one time he'll do it. He'll do it for Yehon Avi. That time, Hashem is going to force him to go to the kitchen of Yoshafat and so-called steal meat and bring it around of it. I mean, that time he will do a positive act. That's what the Gemara says. The crow will do a positive act, but he cannot do it. He won't do it now because it's a bad angel now. He represents Esau. He represents the bad forces. Therefore, he doesn't want to go. Because, again, Noach wants him to do something positive, but he is on the negative side. He's never going to do something good now. He's a Satan. He won't get help from him. The man says, but Noach thought maybe he will. So Noach thought, okay, I see the crow is going to do something good. Maybe he wants to go. By the way, the Gemara says sometimes the crow do something good. One of the Chachamim was in captive, Elish. And then a crow came and told him, run. Now you can run. Elish brach. Says the Gemara, that Elish knew the language of the crows, and sometimes they help. But in time of Noah, the crow doesn't want to go. So why doesn't go? Because I'm not doing him no favor. The Gemara says, but Noah, he sees that the crows will help. The Gemara says, yeah, he would help. The Gemara says, he would help in the Anabi. He's not going to help you. So the Torah says, he's going to send the pigeon out. He's going to send the pigeon out. The Rashi said he doesn't send the pigeon out to come back with information. No. It's likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu flew over the world on his mercy's chair. Mm-hmm. Like a pigeon, he wants that pigeon that he's sending. So Rashi says, Zohar, who was a male. What was a male? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a male. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a female. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a male, flew over the water on his chair. Noach is doing the same act. He wants the pigeon to go and fly over and ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have mercy on this world. Actually, the Gemara says, the Zohar says, that it is one of the mitzvot that we have, it's called Shuluach HaKain. If you find a nest, it is a mother bird with eggs or chicks, send the mother bird away, and then you can take the chicks. The Zohar says, what is it all about? This is cruel. So Zohar says, it means like this, when you send the mother bird away, the superior of the bird upstairs hears the bird screaming. And he goes to Hashem, he says, look at this guy. What did he do? It's cruel. He says, he sent the mother bird away. And now, the mother bird is crying. The Zohar says, that causes Hashem to have mercy on us. Because Hashem says, the superior says that this bird is crying because I sent her away. So I send my children away. Exile. We are in exile. So that act causes mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chachamim say that's what Noach did. He sent the pigeon out. He sent the pigeon out of the Teva, not to come back to the Teva. The purpose, he doesn't want him back. He wants that pigeon go around and pray. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in his chair on creation. So that's what the Torah tells you. Noach sent the pigeon, and he wants. So the Torah says, by the way, the second time he sends the pigeon comes back, and he tells Noah, he brings a leaf from an olive tree. And the Gemara says, he gives Noah a message. He tells Noah, look, I'd rather have this leaf from an olive tree that is very bitter, rather having from you something sweet. So what are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to tell me? Because I'm trying to tell you that we need from Hashem everything, not from people. This has nothing to do with you. I don't want anything with you. But I'm telling you, my mission is Hashem. It's likewise, Chachamim say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the message of Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should not rely on anything, just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the mission that Noach wants to achieve, not because he wants to know what's going on. To open up the window of the Teva, it says, that's the goal. I want to know if the water are calmed down completely. That's what Chachamim said. This is the Chema. The Chema, the angel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is coming down by angel of fire. It says that angel of fire will present one opinion. The birds. The bird, the eagle is on the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not really an eagle, this is an angel. I says that angel, one opinion, is Raphael. I says that Raphael, that's what he does. He comes down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem should not be so angry. That's what the Megillat Esther said. Hamad HaMelech Shachacha, the angel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is down. That's why? Because of Raphael, because of him. I says, when they hang Haman, who is Haman? Haman represent the Satan, Esau. I says, Hashem is happy. Let's call Arusha. Chachamim say this Parashat Noach is only to tell us what we have to do. He said, what Parashat Noach? You read the history? No. You want to know what Noach had in mind? The so-called season of Mabul is over. It says, so what's the next step? What's the next step? The Gezerah is over. What's the next step? Well, we have to reach back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should have the love that he had before this scene. So the generation of Mabul made HaKadosh Baruch Hu so angry. He says, Kelchema came, and the water are taking revenge. Now you want to know to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way it was before the generation of Mabul. So that's what Zohar says. The Dora Mabul, Ari says, this generation of Mabul is the same people. It's not them, it's us. It's the same people of Dora Plaga, the same people of Dor Sedom, the same people in Egypt. It's not them, it's us. And it says constantly, the water wants to take revenge, and constantly we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only not to have gezerot, but Hashem should take us back with mercy. That's what Rami said, he said, in Yiddish, HaLotzim Berachamim. So the Gaon Mevilna says, he says, Zion B'Mishpati Padeh. Zion B'Mishpati Padeh. He says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, before the Mashiach will come, the way it says in the Navi, in the Haftarah that we read, on Sukkot, he says, it's going to be a lot of tragedies. Zion B'Mishpati Padeh. Nevertheless, we say, Techazinah Yiddish HaLotzim Berachamim. He says, Hashem, please, we want to see you back with mercy. What do you mean mercy? It says, B'mishpat. It says, with toughness. So the Rebbeinu says, yes, it is. But the toughness should be Barachamim. Likewise, Rashid Bara Elohim, Hashem created this world with toughness. But the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu flies over the world like a pigeon. This is Kiseh Rachamim. This is the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though that Hashem is going to be tough, but still, he acts like a pigeon. And as the Zohar says, this really, the pigeon, is really the neshama of Yonah, Yonah ben Amittai. And says that he really is supposed to go to Nineveh to tell people he doesn't want to go. I say, why does he go? The Navi says he doesn't want to go because he doesn't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy Nineveh, he doesn't want Am Israel to have some negative information on them because Nineveh will do the Shuvah. I says, this is the mission. The mission is to be like a pigeon. I says, the pigeon asks for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy. I says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come back to us. That's what the Zohar says, the whole purpose of Parashat Noach is to tell us what we have to do. It's not what happened to Noach. It says what Noach is trying to achieve, that Hashem should have a lot of mercy on us. And therefore the Torah says, all of a sudden Hashem comes to Noach and he says, you know what? I made a decision. I'm going to make a keshet. Rainbow. Rainbow in the Shamayim. Why Hashem is making a rainbow? It says, this is to be a promise, a treaty between me and Am Israel, and the world, and never being Mabul again. It says, why Hashem is doing such a thing? It says, this was the power of Noah. But the Gemara says that Noah did not want to come out of the Teva. It says, this was the mission that he sent the pigeon out. It says he wants Hashem not to be angry anymore. He wants Hashem to come back to us as he was before Joseph of Mabul started to do the sins. When Hashem saw Noach's will and he's not coming out of the Teva, then Hashem said, you know what? I promise you. No more Mabul. What it means is no more anger that's going to go inside the water. It says, V'lo yayiv kol chamato. It says, the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not rose so much that the water will come take revenge. This was the power of Noah. So even though the Gemara says he did not pray on his generation before the Mabul, but now after he's locked up in the Teva, he came to that idea now. And that's what the Gemara says, Noah, when Hashem tells him, come outside, he opened up the door of the Teva to get outside, he saw the whole world disaster. As the tattoo of Abu, the whole earth is disaster. Nobody is there. Everything is broken. Everything. Start to cry. Hashem, what did you do? What did you do? So Hashem told him, Noach, I told you I'm going to do it. Why didn't you cry before? Why didn't you cry before the Abu? Now you're crying? I told you it's going to happen like this. I says, now, after what happened, now Noach sees that he should have prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's looking for Hashem's mercy. So Hashem came and said, okay, rainbow no more. That's actually the Zohar said before Mashiach will come. Hashem is looking for us to ask him to have mercy. And then after Mashiach will come, the Zohar says Hashem will judge earth and sky. Why didn't you pray? I should have mercy. He says, no, Elohim. Hashem is looking to see if we ask him for mercy. And that's what Noach did. And that's the story about the pigeon and the crow. It's not that Noach wants to know. He's not going to go outside. He said, I'm not coming out. So why you open the window? Why are you trying to see? No, I want to see if Hashem's angry is completely gone. And if Hashem, if I see a color of mine, I want to see on the water are very light. It means if they're very light, it means Hashem is not angry at all. It means Hashem is going to take us back the way it was. Let's say Tfilah, this is the after Rav, Shabbat HaGadol, V'aval Hashem Itchat Yudah V'Yerushalayim, Kimon Shnei Kimoniyot. It says, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be happy, like the time before people start to do sins, that He loves us so much. Unless it's the Chachamim say, I'm telling Noach, every year was 40 days rain. 40 days rain. It says, Hashem was not so happy. Until we built the Tamigdash. It says, Biyom Simchat Libo. It says, we made the Kadosh very happy. The Tamigdash. And Shlomo did it. Now the rain stopped. Everyone was no Mabul, Mabul. But Yerach Bul, the Navi says, No. It says 40 days is mem. Mem and bull is mabul. I says, Shlomo Bet HaMikdash made Hashem happy, so do rain stop. In our time, every year, Parshat Noach, flood. I says, it's a message from Hashem. We don't ask for His mercy. We don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should come back to us the way it was. To pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. That should come berachamim miyad b'merah mitin ratzon.